Whenever someone intends to build a biblical case against homosexuality, they typically include the verses that's in today's text here in Romans, the first chapter, verses 18 through 32. And Paul makes a pretty clear statement about homosexuality and its behavior, as well as all other kinds of sexual promiscuity. And so those who want to preach on this topic always, of course, visit this particular passage of Scripture. However, in this series, we don't start with a topic and then look for the verses that support it. We start with the text and then try to strive to discern exactly what it is that the Apostle Paul was trying to say to the people that he was writing to, and then to look and see what God has to say to us in that text here in the world that we live in. And Paul's point in the last half of Romans, I believe, was not about homosexuality. He used the example of homosexual behavior and other sexual sins to illustrate his point. But his purpose in writing these verses was not to make a case against homosexuality. God had already written about that previous to this, but it was a point that he was making here that was beyond that. This evening we'll examine just what Paul is saying in this passage and how